Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed by Norman Lear.
G-R-O-L-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a smile with Edith. As Edith sets the table, she fumbles with the silverware.
How was your day?
Lousy.
That's nice.
Oh, boy, Ma, there were a million people at Kressler's today, and all of them were at the cosmetic counter. Ma, what are you doing here?
I'm setting the table.
Oh. Yeah, but look what you did. You got a knife here, two forks and a spoon, and then here you got a spoon, two forks and a knife, and then there you got two spoons and two knives, and over there you don't have anything.
That ain't right, is it?
Okay, Ma, what's on your mind?
Archie.
That'll do it.
He's having a fit. He says he don't want my cousin Estelle and Ralph coming to visit us next week, and I already asked them.
Well, how can he say that? And when you and he went to Philadelphia to visit them, they showed you a really great time.
Well, he says that it's easy for them to be nice to him because they like him. But it's hard for him to be nice to them.
Ma.
They moved to the kitchen.
Ma, what are you going to do if you've already invited him?
Oh, I wrote him a letter. I said the furnace was broke down and the plumbing didn't work and the house was being painted.
Ma, how could you lie like that?
Archie told me to. But I tore the letter up, because as soon as I read it, I could see right through me.
Well, I'm glad you did, Ma. You know, it isn't fair. Estelle is your favorite cousin, and if you want him here, you should have an equal say about it.
We did. I said they could come, and Archie said they couldn't.
Well, then you should have another say and tell him Estelle and Ralph are coming, period.
Oh, I can't do that, Gloria, because Archie already said case closed.
But, Ma, what kind of a...
Edith's poured a whole bottle of dressing on the salad.
What kind of a marriage is it when one partner's always given the orders and the other one always has to obey?
Well, the word obey was in our marriage ceremony.
Well, you could have taken the word obey out.
The minister asked us if we wanted it in, and Archie said yes as often as possible. Give in to Archie.
Oh, no.
Gloria, our marriage may not be perfect, but it works. And my father always said, if something works, don't fix it.
Ma, you can't just keep things bottled up inside of you. It's not good for you. You gotta get them out. That's what Michael and I've been trying to do lately. Like this morning, I was really mad at him. But he had to go off to school, and I had to go to work, so we agreed to put off our argument until tonight.
You mean you and Mike make appointments to have fights?
Sort of. It's what psychologists are calling fair fighting. Michael brought home a book on it. You know, you and Daddy ought to try that.
Fair fighting?
Yeah, they're telling people to get things out in the open. You know, let off steam, huh? Because when you hold things inside and you bottle them up, it's called gunny sacking, and that's not healthy. Some couples are even taking lessons in fighting.
Oh, I don't think Archie needs lessons.
He's here.
Michael hangs up his jacket.
Hi, honey.
She avoids his hug.
How was your day?
Do you care, Michael? Do you really care?
Can't wait to get started, can you? All right, what did I do last night that was so terrible, huh?
I was telling you about a problem I had at work, and once again, you fell asleep on me.
Gloria, I am always home by 6 o'clock. We have all evening to talk. Why do you wait till we get into bed before you start talking?
Because that's the only place I can get your attention.
Funny. You got my attention. I'm here. Well, what's the problem?
It's too late. I had to solve the problem all by myself, no thanks to you.
I don't believe this. You're angry at me because while I was asleep, you solved the problem? That's dumb, Gloria. That's just plain dumb.
Now, don't call me dumb. That's hitting below the belt. Hi, Mike. Besides, our problem is not the point. The point is, Michael, I could put a strange woman in the bed with you and you'd never even know the difference.
Yes, I would. I wouldn't fall asleep.
Sensitive, Michael. You're an insensitive, selfish man.
Would you two mind holding up your fight appointment until after dinner?
You know, Michael, there used to be a time...
Gloria, hold it. I think your mother's got a point. I fight much better after I've eaten.
Well, I don't. And you know the rules. Once we start, we've got to finish.
You mean they got rules now for family fights?
Well, yeah, Ma. That's why they call it fair fighting. And one of the main rules is no hitting below the belt.
Oh, you shouldn't hit nowhere.
No, Ma. It just means that you're not supposed to talk about anything that your partner is sensitive about. Like, I'm not supposed to mention the fact that I'm working to support Michael.
Careful, Gloria.
You know that I'm the breadwinner and he's the freeloader.
Gloria.
Oh, Michael, I'm just telling Ma what I'm not supposed to call you. Why, I never even think of you as a freeloader, honey.
As Gloria smirks at him, Michael sets his jaw and rises from the table.
See, Ma, we all have a weak spot. Like in Gloria's case, it's her education.
Watch it, Michael.
I'm not supposed to bring up the fact that I am a college man and she's only a high school graduate.
Okay.
I can't say things like this is too complicated for you, Gloria. This is way over your head.
You're cutting it close, Civic.
So when we have an argument... When we have an argument, I have to use simple words so she can understand.
Foul! That's hitting way below the belt!
Well, what about freeloader, huh? Don't you think freeloader's hitting below the belt?
I don't think I like this kind of fighting.
All right. Freeloader was rotten.
It was rotten.
All right, I'm sorry. But are you sorry for falling asleep on me last night while I was talking to you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
Yeah. I promise, from now on, I'll listen to every word you say. I'll never sleep when I'm listening to you. As a matter of fact, if you talk in your sleep, I'll wake up to listen to you.
He gives her a shy, crooked smile.
Okay.
And she breaks into a grin.
Okay.
They hug.
Oh, I like the way it ends up.
You see, Ma? After Michael and I have a fair fight, we're even closer than we used to be. And it worked the same for you and Daddy, too.
Yeah, Ma, you see... A man respects a woman who isn't always backing down. I love Gloria more because she stands up to me.
And Daddy'll feel the same way about you, you'll see. Just don't be afraid to fight for what you want.
Whoop-de-doo. Wait till you hear what happened to me on a subway today.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, hold it. What's wonderful?
Whatever happened.
How do you know what happened is wonderful unless I tell you what happened? Why couldn't you wait?
I'm sorry. What happened?
Found a $20 bill.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, ain't it better now that you waited, huh? Yeah. Look down on the subway floor, read it, and there it was.
And you picked it up?
No. I put my foot on it until it was time to get off the subway. Then I picked it up.
Didn't you ask nobody if they'd lost it?
You never talk to strangers on a subway. Especially when you're carrying this kind of dough.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling so good, because I got something to tell you.
Go ahead.
Remember the letter that you told me to write to my cousin Estelle to tell her not to come?
Yeah, what about it?
I never sent it.
He didn't. No problem at all. Tonight I feel so good. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into the kitchen and get my own beer myself for me. Whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
It worked!
Something wrong here. The guy who put his foot on the $20 bill in the subway, that's Archie. But that nice guy who just whoop-de-dooed himself into the kitchen, that's somebody else.
Maybe he didn't hear me. I better go tell him again.
No, Ma, why push your luck? I mean, that good mood he's in from finding that money could wear off at any time.
Yeah, $20 doesn't go as far as he used to.
I better make sure.
The kids follow her into the kitchen.
Archie, I thought you came in here to get a beer.
Yeah, but I've seen this first.
Oh, but that's dessert. You ain't had your dinner yet. Oh. Archie, did you hear what I said in there about Cousin Estelle?
Yeah, you said you didn't send her that letter. Well, fine.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Those letters can get lost in the mail. What I think you ought to do is get on the telephone to Philly and tell your cousin Fatso and her husband that they can't come here.
I was wrong. That's Archie.
Archie leaves the kitchen.
What do I do now?
No gunny sacking. Fair fight.
Gloria pushes Edith to the door. She shoves her out of the kitchen.
Archie.
Yeah?
I don't want to call Philadelphia.
Don't worry about it. Just reverse the charges. Fats open the floor.
No. I mean, I refuse to call Estelle.
The kids duck back into the kitchen.
What the hell is going on here? You... Run them words past me once again.
I ain't gonna call Estelle, and I ain't gonna write her, neither. My mind is made up. Case closed.
As Edith keeps her back to Archie, he glares at her.
I'm the only one that closes cases around here. Now, don't be acting like a dingbat.
Oof! You just hit me below the
belt. I'm over here. I never come near you. Hold it. Are them two putting you up to some kind of a gag?
No, Archie. I just think that we should try something new.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fair fight we're gonna have.
We ain't gonna have no fight.
Yeah, we are.
No, we ain't.
Yes, we are.
No, we ain't.
Yes, we are.
Why are we gonna fight?
So we can be closer than ever. And stay happily married.
As Edith grins, Archie stares at her in utter confusion.
Going through the change again?
At the dinner table, Edith glances at Archie, who ignores her. Gloria beckons Edith close and whispers in her ear. Edith glances at Archie again, and again, and again.
Marriage is supposed to be a two-way street.
What was that?
Ma has the right to air her feelings.
She can hang her feelings on a clothesline, for all I care. I don't want her feelings brung to this here table.
Archie.
Pop. I don't want to hear no more about fair fights or fouls below the belt or goonie baggins.
Gunny sack.
Whatever.
Archie, give me one good reason why you don't want Cousin Estelle visiting us.
I'll give you four of them. She dyes her hair, she never shuts a big yap, and she's got a rear end like a bus.
You said four.
She married a creep.
To be one of the best veterinarians in Philadelphia.
He's got fleas. I don't want fleas sleeping in this house. And if he's such a great animal doctor, how come his office is right next door to the animal cemetery?
Archie, they're inviting us to Philadelphia all the time.
But they got a big house down here in Philadelphia. They got a lot of room. We ain't got no room. They come up here to stay. Where the hell are they gonna sleep?
Well, they could use our room.
Oh, gee, you your room, and where are you two going to sleep?
We'll sleep down here on the rollaway bed.
Yeah.
You two sleeping on wheels?
Archie stares at Michael with a playful sneer as Michael shifts in his seat. Archie peers at Gloria, then back at Michael.
That living room would be like the Indianapolis Speedway.
That was gross.
I'm glad you admitted it. Shut up.
Michael?
Stay out of it.
Don't tell her what to do.
She's my wife.
She was my daughter before she was your wife.
If you ain't supposed to fight with them, you're supposed to fight with me.
What are we fighting for? The Royal Stinkbat title?
Oh, you ain't supposed to call me names, neither. Fair fight, not.
That's right,
and you shouldn't call my cousin names, neither.
I'm getting out of here.
Gloria, nice. Where are you going? Don't you want to hear my side of the
story? No, I do not. And for the last time, this house is off limits to Cousin Fatso and her husband Dogface.
Archie carries his dinner into the kitchen.
He's not getting out of this thing so easy.
Michael follows with his plate.
You can't run away from a problem.
Geez, you're the best proof of that.
What you doing? You're hiding. You're escaping into the security of the kitchen like a child trying to return to the womb.
No sex while I'm eating.
What'd you listen to my side?
She wants to say that? Let her write the Dear Abby. I'll read about it in the paper.
You're afraid she might be right. That's it, Arch. You can't accept anything new like fair fighting. You can't take change. There's a technical term for guys like you.
There's a technical term for guys like you.
That's your answer to everything. Total inability to face reality, so you give it the raspberry.
You got a point.
Archie stands up.
You can't run away from the truth, Arch.
I wish to hell you'd run away from home.
Michael follows him out of the kitchen.
That call for me?
No, it's Cousin Estelle.
Oh, don't tell me Philadelphia Fats is in town.
No, she called to say that they can't make it next week.
Oh, gee, what a shame, ain't it? To what do we owe this misfortunate fluke of luck?
Well, got very busy. He had a lot of sick animals to look after.
Well, that's what he ought to do. Stay there. Stay there. When a dog is throwing up, he wants to know his own doctor's in town.
Archie's in his armchair, his plate on his lap.
If you still can't make it, I guess you're off the hook, Ma. So forget it.
That's right. Forget it. And stop steaming your mother up over nothing.
Nothing?
That's right, nothing.
What you think is nothing may be something to me. Just like what's nothing to me is something to you. Only I would never say to you, your nothing is nothing, because it's something to you.
Catching sight of the napkin in her hand, Edith gets confused and looks around. Archie glowers at her.
I don't know what the hell you just said.
I just said that you ought to respect my feelings sometimes, Archie.
I always respect your feelings. Now sit the hell down.
She starts to, but Gloria stops her.
No! I ain't gonna sit down just because you tell me to sit down.
Well, as long as you're up there on your feet, what would you think about getting me a beer?
No, I ain't gonna get you a beer just because you tell me to get you a beer.
Well, what would you think about shutting up?
No! Just like
Archie gets to his feet and wags his finger at Edith.
You're gonna do what I tell you to do, or else.
Or else what?
Oh, I'll. I'll go to Kelsey's.
No!
Yeah, I'll go to Kelsey's now.
No, you can't.
Look at this, she's charging.
No, you gotta stay.
Oh, no, I'm getting away from you, Edith, right
now. No, you ain't. No, you can't.
Oh, yes, and when I come back from Kelsey's, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sleep on a sofa.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, why ain't I?
Because I'm going to sleep on the ground.
No, you ain't. Okay, Edith, you got a deal.
Oh, jeez.
You got a deal, you got a deal.
Deeply flustered, Edith slams the door.
Aww, why didn't you let Daddy sleep on the couch?
Because I was trying to stand up to him like you told me.
As Edith sobs, Gloria puts her arms around her.
wagon.
Later, Edith lies asleep on the couch as Archie comes downstairs in his pajamas and bathrobe. He turns on the lights. He shuffles into the living room and stoops to watch Edith sleeping. He kicks the couch. As he sits down in his armchair, Edith wakes up.
Geez, I didn't mean to wake you up there, Edith. I thought I'd come down and watch a little TV.
TV? At this hour? It must be after midnight.
Oh, yeah, it is. But I see by the TV guy they're running a terrific movie tonight. Ozzie and Harriet and Here Come the Nelsons. Would it keep you awake if I watch it?
Oh, no. I can sleep through that one.
Unless you'd rather fight. Well, you know, I thought one of them fair fights, if it'd make you happy.
Thank you, Archie. Maybe in the morning.
Well, I kind of think that I know what would make you happy.
What?
A sausage pizza.
A pizza?
Yeah, there's a new all-night joint about four blocks from here. I seen the Dago throwing the dough around in the window. I go up there and get dressed, and I could go out in the cold and give you one. You know, unless you feel like getting off the couch and making me a sandwich in the kitchen.
Archie, I'll be glad to fix something for you if you're hungry.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to make you feel like a servant there, Edith, if you're just making me a sandwich like a good wife should.
I don't feel like a servant.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something else there, Edith. As long as we're, what do you call equal partners? Why don't you make us both a sandwich? Okay?
Okay.
Oh, nah. Ain't that nice? Well, maybe there's something after all in this fair fighting, huh? Got any bologna out there?
I'll see.
Yeah.
He follows her to the kitchen.
I'd rather have that than that pizza anyway. I'd probably be tasting a pizza till July. Yeah. I want to tell you, Edith, I was wrong, wrong, wrong. You got a right to see your relations no matter what they look like.
Thank you, Archie.
And I want you to know I ain't saying that just because I know they ain't coming.
Do you really mean
oh,
that?
Oh, I certainly do.
Oh, that's wonderful, because Estelle said they could come week after next.
Are you kidding?
No. So I'll get on the phone in the morning and tell her it's okay. Come ahead.
You tricked me. You tricked me, Edith. You know damn well that I don't want that red-headed hippo and her flea-bitten husband in this house.
Well, that's foul, Shorty. It's foul.
Foul? When you're fighting a freako family from Philly, you got to fight foul. Well, I'll tell you what you're going to do, Edith. You're going to get on that telephone and you're going to tell her that I can't.
Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Directed by H. Wesley Kenney. Written by Lloyd Turner and Gordon Mitchell. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. A Viacom presentation.